Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show, T-Mill, and Slick Ridge are in the building right here at Raven Tower, 310 North Street here in Houston. Make your way on out here. 5 o'clock. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, but damn it. Hey, you want to watch some of these college football championship games? They'll be on TV. The Rockets, they play tonight as well. They'll be on TV, indoor, outdoor. Great drinks, great bartenders, a great spot to get your weekend started right here. So make your way on out here. Oh, that's a different drink.
Well, no, it's actually just the tropical tequila with options, right? See, I've been here a few times. I've had several of these, and I've never been given options.
So there's a pitch.
Britt came to work with options. Said she's a badass. She gives options.
Britt's a badass. Britt's a badass with options.
Badass,
so shout out
Britt.
To Britt.
Order the tropical tequila, and you got options.
Well, walk on in here and say, where the hell is Britt? And I want to know what the options are. So come on out and have a good time. She says you'll have a lot. Come out and have a good time and enjoy yourself. By the way, shout out to our guy, Reggie Atatula. You can hear him every day, 10 to 2. He was so gracious today that he said, hey, Afternoon Drive family, I want you guys to have a chance to win tickets to see the Houston Cougars. He is, man. He loves us. He loves us here. So coming up next segment, be ready. Coming up next segment, Tyler will open up the phone lines, be listening for the cue to call, and you'll have a chance to win a couple of tickets to see the Houston Cougars as they will play the Florida State Seminoles. I don't believe Leonard Hamilton is running that program anymore, but the Florida State Seminoles at the Toyota Center. You got a chance to win a pair of tickets there. We'll be hooking someone up. 713-572-4610 coming up in the next segment. So stay tuned for that. All right, Clint and Tyler and the people, here is the injury report. And for both sides, I think there's some important news. I think Jalen Reed, Jamal Hill, they are officially out. I don't think there's a surprise there. Reed, that is more the bigger one with the forearm and just the limited bodies they have at the safety position. But I think the big news here is Kamari Laster. He has not practiced this week, although today he was on the practice field, but he was working on the side with trainers throughout practice. He is with a foot injury, Clint, listed as questionable. So that is the big news to watch right there. Had not practiced all week. He is listed as questionable as we are here on a Friday. And obviously, Clint, as you've talked about it, this guy's a tone setter. He is a part of that great tandem between him and Derek Stingley Jr. This will be something for both teams and a big deal for this game to see what his availability is.
Yeah, this is a big one, y'all, because there's certain guys on this defense that when you lose them, it changes what you do defensively in several ways. And I think Kamari Lassiter is one of them. This defense, their identity is predicated on two great corners and two great edge rushers. And when you lose one of those corners, that replacement is not going to be a guy with a similar skill set. And so you wonder how they're going to play that direction. Do they? You hear D'Amico Ryans all the time talk about sticky in coverage. We've got to be sticky in coverage. Does Tremaine Smith, the backup corner special teams guy, does he have the ability to be really, really sticky in coverage? And if he does, is that going to be an opportunity for Pat Mahomes and the outside speed that they have at the wide receiver position to get over the top? Or does he play soft and now all of a sudden are the Chiefs able to take some quicker throws to keep
yeah.
Daniil and Will from being as big a problem? So that's the Kamari Lassiter, obviously the corner. Then you talk about the scheme, and then you talk about, in no particular order, but then you talk about the being that tone setter that you mentioned. I think him and Will Anderson and Azeez Al-Shaair, probably the intensity, the sense of urgency, the juice, the energy behind this defense. And when you lose one of those guys in the secondary, I think it's going to hurt. So hopefully Kamari Lassiter plays, but I'll be honest with you, I'm of the thought if there's anything wrong, if this could possibly be play and hurt it again or hurt it worse, I would rather see him sit. But if he can go, it's going to be good to have him.
Yeah, my gut feeling, and 713-572-416, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. My gut feeling is he is definitely going to give it a shot. I think he is going to give it a shot and play. Now, we'll see how long he plays. We'll see if it's something that maybe is detrimental to the team. But my gut feeling is by Sunday that just by the type of guy and player he is, and I think D'Amico trusts him to give him a shot, my gut feeling is he is going to play. Your gut?
My gut feeling is he plays.
Okay. All right. You think he does too? Okay. All right, so we'll see. And we'll see what that means and how well he can go. But Kamari Lassiter, that's the big one. Now, the other side with the Chiefs, a guy who they had been using prior to his back injury 2 weeks ago, Chris Roland Wallace in the slot, he is out for this game. I think the big news was obviously the two other offensive linemen. We knew Josh Simmons, the left tackle, would be out because he's going to IR with wrist surgery. But Trey Smith and Juwan Taylor, Andy Reid said earlier it would be a long shot. That meets what their designation is. They are both designated, Trey Smith and Juwan Taylor, as doubtful. He said Trey Smith was further along than Juwan Taylor. So it looks, when I see doubtful, Clint, generally that means they're not going to go. It looks like they're going to be down three starting linemen in this game. So I think that bodes well for the Texans that they're going to be without three of their starting offensive linemen in this game to go against your front four.
Absolutely bodes well. I mean, look, our defensive front is going to get after an offensive line any way you slice it. If they're down tackles, if they're down their best offensive lineman, which is an interior guard, boy, that's going to spell problems for Kansas City. Now, I would argue that from a game plan perspective and from a quarterback mindset perspective, everything should have been wired from jump this week anyway around, hey, man, we got to get the ball out. We got to overcome some serious problems up front. So it's not a major change of any kind, but, boy, when you go from Trey Smith at that guard position to I don't even give a damn who they got behind him.
Mike Caliendo is not anywhere as good.
Right. Well, you that's a step down. Juwan Taylor and to the guy 64, I don't even know his name. I've heard you talk about 64. Clearly, he's got the ability to get put in Pat Mahomes' lap in a hurry. So, you know, this is a problem for Kansas City. Advantage Texans.
Yeah. So that is the latest. I do want to throw this out for Texans fans. Another person that is out for this game, Nico Remigio. He is a wide receiver. Someone texted in, Remigio is out, thank God. That dude scares me as much as Rashee Rice. Well, I don't think that Remigio has had an offensive snap since week two against the Eagles, so I don't know where that's coming from.
They were applying the same to special teams.
Rashee Rice, he said he scares him as much as Rashee Rice. He is going to be out for this game. And their special teams, their return game hasn't been good, and it's not just his fault. They seem to get hit at the 20-yard line or 18-yard line every time they return kicks. But, Clint, within this, Remigio is their number one returner. I think that potentially opens the door for Damian Pierce to be a part of this game. I think Damian Pierce may be their kickoff return guy. So I think you may see – I think he's wearing 34, by the way. I think you may see Damian Pierce have an impact in this game, in the kicking game. Don't think he will on offense because Pacheco and Kareem Hunt are still there, and Smith, their seventh rounder. But I think we will see Damian Pierce in the return game. So he was traded to the Chiefs – or, I'm sorry, picked up by the Chiefs a couple of weeks ago, and now he may enter this game with this Remigio injury.
Look here, to start the season, I think Frank Ross was untouchable. He was invincible.
You ain't lying. Yeah, I don't know that.
There's been a couple. Of rough special teams games this year. Now, if all of a sudden the guy that the Texans let loose, if all of a sudden he becomes a factor and returns a damn kickoff for a touchdown or something, I think that ain't gonna be a good look for Frank now. I mean, that ain't gonna be a good look for Frank, man. I'm just gonna tell you. So get it together, Frank. Get you that kickoff coverage team. Hey, they better get 34 on the ground.
Yeah. So we'll see. But Damian Pierce, I didn't think he would be active in this game. I think now that injury, and Remigio was a full participant all week until today. That injury, I think, is going to open up the door for a Damian Pierce sighting in this game. So big one coming up. That's the latest injury-wise for the Texans and the Chiefs.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Thursday night football last night. The Lions, a lot of people felt like the Cowboys were going to win this game. A lot of money was going that way. The Cowboys end up losing 44-30. The Lions came on out and went to work. Jahmyr Gibbs, Amara St. Brown, many people didn't know if he would play or not. They were able to win that game. Aiden Hutchinson and Muhammad coming off the edges gave their tackles hell. 44-30. And Tyler, I think you did okay last night. Maybe not.
Nope. 2 for 5.
Damn it. Jahmyr Gibbs didn't rush for over 76 yards?
Nope.
Jesus.
Did not hit either of the player props, sons of bitches.
Wow. Okay, sorry about that. I thought for sure. I knew you didn't hit that under. That was one I was wondering about the whole way. But they go down, the Cowboys go down. You think this is over? This season is over for the Cowboys?
Cooked. Done.
Done.
Really? Yes. Dinner's on the table.
Yes!
It is over.
The dinner on the table was unnecessary.
It's over, man.
There it was.
I mean, they completely missed the playoffs in a year when, I mean, Washington's not who you thought they were going to be. The Giants are still a dumpster fire.
The Eagles are not.
The Eagles are not who you thought they were going to be. I mean, there was a crack in the door for the Cowboys to – not that they needed that. Hell, they've always – or recently they've been winning regular season games, but there was as much an opportunity in that division to make noise as there is anywhere, and they pissed down their leg once again.
Not to steal a line from Cal McNair, but even though it feels like them 6-6-1 is probably going to be a struggle with the Niners, who hold the seventh seed with 9 wins already. Is the arrow pointing up to you for the Cowboys? With what they've done and the moves they've made and how they've adapted to trading Micah Parsons, do you feel like they're, even though they're not going to make the playoffs, it looks like they're moving in the right direction?
Well, it's hard to not view the organization as moving in the right direction from the trade deadline forward. The Quinnen Williams move, the George Pickens move, it seems like they navigated the Michael Parsons move and came out okay on the backside. I mean, you can argue that they're better with two bigger interior presence inside. And so, I would say that they're trending in the right direction. I mean, I like a lot of what – I don't watch them and go, boy, this team just has no chance. This offense is never going to work. They're never – you know, you watch them. They're running the ball more effectively with Williams. You know, obviously with them two monsters outside, they've got a real chance at any time they drop back and throw it. Dak is playing really good. Even though I wonder how he threw that ball 5 yards out of bounds on that CeeDee Lamb go route early in that game. I don't know how the hell that happened. But, you know,
I feel like you wrestle with that.
I think they're moving in the right direction. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. I think this is an offseason they're going to have the picks that they got.
They're a lot healthier than I thought they were going to be post Mike McCarthy. I can tell you that. And that was with or without Michael Parsons.
You're right. Shoddy's been pretty.
I think he's been better than expected. And you know, I think you could see the light at the end of the tunnel with, like you said, I think they got a couple of draft picks left. I don't know what they ended up giving up for Quinnen, but I think they got a couple of draft picks left. And
yeah,
you know, we'll see. We'll see what it looks like.
There we go. 5 o'clock fire. Rockets with a big one tonight. Dylan Brooks comes back into town. Jalen Green is still injured with that hamstring, so he's not going to go. But the Suns come back to Toyota Center. And by the way, Devin Booker's going to be out of this game as well. So Devin Booker and Jalen Green out of this game. But don't worry, Dylan Brooks, who has been averaging over 25 a game his last 5 to 6 games, had 30 the other night against the Lakers. He's getting them up, baby. Dylan Brooks thinks he is the number one option. And to be honest with you, tonight he might be. Without Devin Booker, he is getting them up. I still expect the Rockets to work their asses. We'll see if Şengün plays. I know he's sick a little bit. He's a game-time decision tonight. We'll see if he plays. But this should be one where the Rockets continue at home to win games. But
looking forward to it.
But Dylan Brooks
I'm going to try to watch it through my 82-game lens.
There you go.
Just kind of have me a cold beer. Just kind of watch it, man, no matter what happens. Yeah. Just chalk it up to a long season. A lot of basketball left.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks will be fun. Before we get done with 5 o'clock fire, Jonathan Gannon, the hot seat coach for the Arizona Cardinals, said that Kyler Murray is out for the rest of the season. I think he's done in Arizona. I think they move on from that.
Do they move on from him or do they move on from Gannon? Which one first?
Well, I think they're going to move on from both, probably.
Well, if you move on from Gannon, you got to at least let the next guy see if he wants him.
Well, that goes more to the question. I was going to say I thought he was done there. Do you think he's a starter again? You think somebody else or maybe the Cardinals? Do you think Kyler Murray gets another opportunity as a starter in the league?
Opportunity, yeah. Absolutely.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Yeah, you think somebody looks at him the way Sam
Darnold – I don't think
Darnold
he ends up being a starter that wins games in the league moving forward.
But you do think he does get another opportunity?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of guys that get another opportunity. I don't know why he wouldn't.
Well, I could it feels like
seeing ghosts.
We said he was seeing ghosts, and you know,
I mean, Flacco's
92. It's different. Like the makeup of Baker or Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold may feel a little different than, you know.
Oh,
I mess with Tyler about he always plays the wah thing with Kyler Murray, but there is a little bit of like, you know, yeah, there's talent there, but do I really want? Do I really want to potentially hand him the keys? Is that the guy that I want to kind of lead my program as coaches and GMs say? I don't know.
Well, when you look at teams like, you know, the Jets right now, I mean, there's a handful of teams out there that the Raiders, what are they going to do? I think they're gonna take a route, especially if a team cuts him and they have to pay him a boatload of money and he's cheap to somebody else. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, coming up. Clint says something interesting yesterday about these two teams, the Texans and the Chiefs. I want to dive into that, get your thoughts on it. We'll do that coming up next.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go Cougs!
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Raven Tower, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, clap it up as we are live here at the Raven Tower. And by the way, several giveaways here coming up after this segment. If you're on your way or you're in the building, we will hook somebody up with a pair of tickets to see the Colts and the Texans at NRG, final game of the season. You can win those tickets. All you got to do is grab a raffle ticket. If you have not done so, my man Shea is right there. Hold it up. Give Shea a hand. Everybody give Shea a hand. He's holding it up. We'll hook you up, and you'll have a chance to win. So if you're on your way, we're doing that as soon as this segment ends. And like I said, we got a lot to give away. Phone lines are open right now as Tyler will open them up, 713-572-4610. Caller number five. Caller number five, 713-572-4610. Caller number five wants a pair of tickets to the Houston Hoops Showdown featuring the University of Houston Kelvin Sampson's. Houston Cougars will take on the Florida State Seminoles. That is December 6th at the Toyota Center. This is the first time these guys and these two teams and programs have met in over 50 years. You got a chance to be there at the Toyota Center December 6th. Caller number five has a chance to win a pair of tickets, 713-572-4610. The great Tyler Milner, a top three producer in all of the United States outside of New York and New York and L.A. will get you set up right now. Text in or call in, 713-572-4610. Call number five wins those tickets to see U of H in Florida State December 6th at the Toyota Center. So call in. Tyler will take care of you. All right, Clint, let me ask you this because you said this yesterday. You said – and 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can text in and be involved in this. You said yesterday one of the things that jumps out about this matchup is you've been here. You watched them play since 2019 when Deshaun walked in and won that game. By the way, one of the last times I worked in Kansas City. You watched them beat the Chiefs, and then you've watched them play five more times since then here that matchup. In the playoffs a couple of times, in the regular season, you've seen the Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs play multiple times. In your mind, you said yesterday, it feels like they are punching up at each one of these matchups. They've been punching up, and this time it feels a little bit different. Do you feel like the Texans have the better overall team walking in this game on Sunday?
I don't know if it's the team. I think the teams are probably on some pretty level playing
field. Level, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would say they're pretty even right now. As their records would say, they're close. I think one team has a ton of momentum and is moving in the right direction. I think the other team is virtually losing their luster. I firmly believe that Kansas City in the past, you go into the game and they had the ability to get you out of your identity, force you to make decisions that you may not want to make, go for it early on fourth down, flip the game, do things that you don't typically
play
do.
Out of your
play outside your identity for no reason before the game ever dictates it. I do not think the Chiefs have that right now.
I feel like that's what Britt's making me do right now, the bartender, making me play outside of my
I think the first quarter's come and gone. See?
Yeah. I mean,
she was a halftime sub and you were there.
Wow.
I can only gauge off how I feel about, you know, I think there's been a real, you said punching up. There's a real, hey man, we got to go in here and play our best game to beat these guys. We may even have to be more aggressive than we want to be. You know, we may even have to hope that they make some poor decisions and hope they turn the ball over. This is not one of those games. I think you go in there and you play your brand of football and do what you've been doing, protect the football, don't turn it over, play great defense. You got the quarterback now that's starting that can, when you need to be aggressive, you can be aggressive, and he can make them big boy throws if the game dictates it. That risk is necessary. We'll see. But I think you can play tit for tat and win this football game the same way that you – we're in games and one-score games late against several opponents. So I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs carry the same power of getting other teams, their opponents, outside of their identity. I don't think they have that right now.
But you're not ready to say you think the Texans definitively have the better team.
No. Look, I mean, I think you look on paper, the Chiefs are a better team.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, even with their – but I think the offensive line stuff is different. I think that's a big deal. That changes a little bit, but you still, even with the offensive line.
If you start talking about injuries and go, hey, well, their whole offensive line's hurt, and you know, yeah, I mean, we can get to a place where I say healthy right now, today, the Texans have a better roster. But I think if you look over their roster across the board, you look at their wide receiver group, their tight end, you look – if we're not going to talk offensive line because they're injured, that's fine. But if you look at their quarterback, it's pretty easy to get offensively. There is a significant advantage there. And then defensively, we have the advantage, but I don't know that it's significantly. They got McDuffie. They got Big Boy in the middle. And they've got some two linebackers that are dogs, that are difference makers. I think our defense is better on paper, but I think their offense potentially is better than our offense on paper than our defense is of theirs, if that makes sense.
I would say
that their overall roster healthy is probably better than ours, but I think we're on a level playing field right now. We're two teams in the middle of the pack that need this game desperately.
Yeah, even game. As I said, 713-572-4610, do you get the feel that in this matchup, for maybe the first time, that the Texans may be walking in with a better team? Are they walking? When I heard this, I'm listening to Carrington Harrison. He does afternoons like we do in Kansas City. He came on with Payne and Pendergast earlier today. I was listening to him when I was driving the kids in. He said definitively yesterday he thinks the Texans have the better team. He said that he thinks they're the better team walking into this game, and he picked the Texans to beat the Chiefs. I still am in a space where the quarterback, where the league, where the quarterback and the coach is a big deal, and I still think they have an advantage in that spot. So I'm not sure if I'm willing to give that completely up, but I do think the offensive line situation is like we know how we feel about the Texans' offensive line. They're starting to build up, but I don't think anybody still thinks that they're great. As you said, man, you know, Titus Howard's playing out of position. We'll see what happens. I think they have definitively the better offensive line walking into this game. And so I think that is a big deal. And obviously defensively, they're really, really good. I do think a thing to look at, as we've talked about it, is I think, as I've said, the Texans have the best unit in the game, which is their defense. But I do believe the Chiefs' defense – may have a better matchup against the Texans offense than the Texans defense does against the Chiefs offense, right? Like I think when you look at the Chiefs defense going up against Nick Cayley and that offense, I think that even though the Texans defense is better than the Chiefs defense, I think their matchup is easier than the Texans defense. So I think that also is something to look at. Right, the Texans defense have to go against Mahomes and Kelce and Rice and Andy and all that, even with their offensive line, compared to the Spags going up against Nick Cayley and this offensive group. I do think that kind of brings things in a little bit tighter with the matchup. Yeah. But I'm with you. I think ultimately, I think this is the most even matchup we've seen between these two teams.
I think on paper,
probably since Deshaun, really. I know that's a tough one.
Look, I think on paper that's accurate. I think record wise it's accurate. I think on kind of the outlook of each team that's accurate. I think it's fair to say, several fronts.
All right, coming up as we continue, we'll get T Mills' best bets as he attempts to finish off the weekend well, and we will do our Friday finish. You can jump in with us as well on that, and that is the Texans will win if they do what? And your prediction in this game that's coming up next.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Raven Tower, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, congratulations to all our winners and our latest winner who took home Colts-Texans tickets. Tyler, who was our winner for the Florida State-Houston Cougar tickets?
Our guy Lee in Houston.
Shout out to Lee in Houston. So congratulations to our winners, man. We appreciate you. You listen to The Drive, you come watch The Drive, you come hang out with The Drive. You
typically win.
You got a good chance to take home.
Tonight you had a real good chance.
Stay away from Britt. She's coming to take people out.
That is sage advice.
If you even connect eyes with her, that drink's getting filled up. So just let you know.
Yeah.
She walked over and said, "This is my own personal concoction, Tyler." I said, "What in the hell? This ain't even on the menu." Okay. So, but no, get on out here. We're at Raven Tower. This is our second time being out here. Great spot for Football Friday. Indoor, outdoor, great spot to get drinks. Great, a great spot to have some food. The food truck out there. I had the rice bowl. It was delicious. So come on out here and have yourself a good time, as we have here this week. Congratulations to all of our winners. And make sure you stay tuned with us here. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as D'Amico Ryans will jump on with the fellas here in a bit as we get done. And a little late and local, the best damn sports show, late night show in Houston, Area 45, Sean Bajani and Patrick Creighton. They get going at 10 o'clock and they'll go to midnight. So stay tuned for that as well. And T-Mill's Best Bets, we will get those going here soon. So stay with us right here on The Drive. All right, Clint, before we get to our Friday finish, 713-572-4610, you can text in and let us know the Texans will win if they do what, and what is the prediction that you have for this game. Clint, what will this mean? What will this mean for you when you look at the Texans? How will you look at the Texans? What will this mean for you if they are able to go into Arrowhead against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs, win this game, put themselves in a great situation to make the postseason, a better than 75% chance to make the postseason, and then essentially kill the chances of the Kansas City Chiefs, who've been to seven straight AFC championship games and three straight Super Bowls? What would it mean if they were able to pull this off on Sunday Night Football in Arrowhead?
Well, one, it means you're in, obviously, as you mentioned, 70-plus percent chance right there with Arizona and Vegas left on your schedule. If you don't get in, it'd be an absolute – I mean, yeah, a travesty. But so, one, you're in, but I think two, the you keep the momentum rolling, man, and in a big, big way. You know, if you're able to knock off Buffalo, Indianapolis, and Kansas City three straight weeks, and in the process, that is kind of how you turn your season around and go from really what I thought was man, you might be lucky to get in the playoffs, to all of a sudden, hell, we might win the division and we're damn sure gonna get in the playoffs. I think that's a hell of a run. I think the momentum and the confidence that you gain from that, I think, I'd be honest with you, I think a win this weekend far outweighs the start of 0-3. 0-3 caused a lot of panic. 0-3 caused a lot of problems. 0-3 created a lot of doubt. And I think if you're able to beat Buffalo, Indy, and Kansas City, along with what it means to get to eight wins with four or five left in the season, and position yourself where that would position them, yeah, man, I think this is big.
Yeah. No,
I'm not real sure what that was. Was that a sneeze?
I don't know. Listen, I wasn't going to say nothing. I thought somebody was getting after it somewhere behind the bar, but I wasn't going to say nothing.
Oh, there's a kid over there.
That don't matter. That kid's in a bar. Maybe somebody's getting after it back there behind that bar. All right. Daddy knows what's going on. No, man, I think this has a chance to be a real program-changing moment for D'Amico if they win this game. They've struggled to win games against these type teams outside of the Buffalo Bills. Outside of the Buffalo Bills, they have struggled to win teams that you look at and you say, that is a true contender. Even though the Chiefs are 6-6, I still think most people, I think sure, they're top five Super Bowl odds still. I don't know how, but they're still top five Super Bowl odds. I think they've struggled to win these games. If you look at it, they're 0-5 against the Chiefs in the last five games. Look at the games against the real Ravens. You look at the games against the Rams earlier this year. They have struggled to win these games. And I think that is a shift, because I'll be honest with you. I think people around the league look at the Texans as they're a nice team. They're cool. They're like the baseball version of the Minnesota Twins. Nobody really thinks the Twins are going to win anything. They're a nice team. They might make the playoffs. But they're a nice team. I think this is a win to go along with this streak of beating Buffalo and beat Indy and now going on the road to beat Kansas City. I think people would then shift and look at the Texans differently. at this point. And I think that is what is
well,
it.
They're already state. I mean, they're if you just watch them, they're already a team that nobody wants to play right now. Nobody wants to see them in the first round of the playoffs. Nobody wants to run into them late in the season with a game that means something. So you're already there. I mean, you just take it a step further if you're able to make the run that you've already started. If you're able to keep that thing alive, and keeping it alive means you go to Arrowhead and win again at night, prime time. They hadn't had a ton of success in prime time games either. So, yeah, there's a lot at stake here, and I think it'll go a long way if the Texans can pull this one off. If the Texans can win this game in Arrowhead, I mean, it's gonna be a good day to be a Texans fan. That's for damn sure.
All right, before we get to T-Mill's best bets, make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll get our Friday finish predictions, and Clint, the Texans will win if they do what?
CJ needs to throw two or more touchdowns. Mm. I think CJ's got to throw two or more touchdowns. I don't think they're going to get inside the red zone and run it in there. I don't think they're going to be able to run it and control the game. I don't think they're going to be able to kick field goals all the way. I think CJ's going to have to punch his thing in. He's going to have to find ways to throw it over the goal line and score points. I think if CJ throws two touchdowns along with some decent drives, obviously, they're going to get, you know, you'll get a couple of field goals here, and there's some other scoring opportunities. But if he can punch it in with two touchdown throws, I think the Texans win this game.
Yeah, and I think two touchdowns means they're not kicking field goals, which is, I think, something big in this game. 713-572-4610, the Texans will win if they do what? There's someone text in, the Texans will win if the refs call the game even. You might want to just stop with that in your mind. I hope that's fine. You have it in your mind. I hope the Texans don't have it in their mind going into this game like they did. They had in the playoff games. We heard them talking about it a ton after the game. To me, Clint, I think the Texans will win this game if they are able to shut down the run game of the Chiefs. And the reason why I say that is I think the Chiefs are going to have to do something to slow down the pass rush. And even though you don't look at the Chiefs as a team that runs the football a lot, I think we'll see them try to run the football more. Tim Settle injured in the middle. Like I think that and what we've watched, we've seen Tampa, we've seen Seattle, we've seen teams be able to take advantage of that. And, Clint, that is going to be something that slows down the pass rush potentially. If they are able to take that away, and they can't even run the football and the play action, and none of that even means anything to the Texans, that just increases their odds to be able to just go after Patrick Mahomes. And if you know Andy Reid, if that don't work, Andy will say the hell with it. He'll throw it away himself. He'll just keep throwing the ball. Thank you, Andy. He'll throw it away himself. So I think it's a big key if they're able to shut down the run game. All right, prediction-wise, Tyler, where are you at? How do you see this game going, Texans and the Chiefs?
Texans arrow keeps pointing up. They get the big win at Arrowhead Stadium in a close one. Texans win 24-20.
All right, 24-20. Clint, where are you at in this game?
I'm going 24-17, Texans. CJ throws two touchdown passes and we run one in and kick a field goal. That's how we scored. Three touchdowns and a field goal, 24-17, Texans.
Listen, I think the Chiefs' backs are against the wall in a major way, and obviously they've got some issues with their interior offensive line. I don't know that the Houston Texans are ready to go in and win this game. Not with the Chiefs needing this game. I don't know that the Texans are ready to win this game. I got it 23-13 Kansas City in this game, Sunday Night Football in Arrowhead. 23-13 in this game. All right, Tyler, let's get let's I know you didn't think I was wearing this and going with the Texans. All right, Tyler, let's get to your best bets. What you got this weekend?
Yeah, five picks for you around the NFL on Sunday for week 14. These are all NFL picks for the weekend. Here we go. We got Titans at Browns. A very low over-under set in this one, rightfully so, but I think they can get over 34. Over 34 between the Titans and Browns. A lot of AFC South picks in here. The Colts and the Jaguars, they are, of course, playing each other this weekend. Sunday in Jacksonville, I'm on the under in that game. Under 46.5 points is what I'm locked in at. Next, I'm taking the Steelers and some points plus a touchdown. That was
really
a tease up. Yes.
I believe Baltimore. Okay.
Yeah, I think the line's at 6 or 6.5 right now, but I teased it up to 7. Give me that touchdown. Plus 7 for the Steelers in Baltimore, as Ron said. Then these last two are for your hometown squad. Up at Arrowhead, taking on the Chiefs Sunday night, primetime football. Texans in the points. I'm good with the money line, too, honestly. I think this really keeps trending in the right direction. Texans plus 4 against the Chiefs. And then lastly here, I'm on the Texans team total. So the Texans squad alone over 19.5 points against the Chiefs. I think they got to eclipse that if they do want to indeed leave with a win. So I'm taking the Texans over 19.5 points. Those are your weekend best bets.
Again, if you need a refresher, head to T-Mill. Hit it to at T-Mill Real Deal to look at those weekend picks. He came on strong. Now, last night was a little rough. The football picks this week, man. Hey, man, let's get this together now. Come on now. We need you back Monday. These football picks need you to tomorrow as well. Someone said Tyler has picked the Texans every game this year.
I don't think you remember
after that Seattle game. After that Seattle game, I was the only one who picked the Texans in that week. Tyler was done. Tyler was done for about 7 days with the Texans until they came back and won that game. So that is false. He has picked against the Texans. Shout out to everybody here at Raven Tower, everyone who's come out, all our winners. Shout out to Alyssa and Britt, who have been great waitresses and bartenders for us. Everybody here, the food truck, it's been a great time. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Andy, great job. Shay, great job. Reggie, thanks for coming out, holding it down. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
I'm very intrigued by up-and-coming talent. Tyler Milner is joining us here on the show.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.